I would say it's a more sophisticated way of counting it. However, this is where it starts to get particularly complex from an operational perspective. There are still measures that you've got to take in terms of locating and how you admit patients that have previously had COVID, etc. That until you're absolutely sure that they are not at risk of infecting others or spreading the disease. We are seeing positive trends, but the number of significantly sick patients that are both in ICU and on non-invasive ventilation and quite sick and quite ill on the wards, there's still a significant number of those. So the numbers are coming down, but not they're not plummeting, right? And I suppose one of my key messages to everybody at the moment is it's important that we do not ease our guard in terms of this virus.